Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gabers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to the Fernandez Family Center in Miami, Florida tonight for Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings College getting set to take on St. Thomas University as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers. And coach, obviously a great experience for the guys to come down here to Florida to play basketball.
Yeah, I think every college player would like an opportunity to go to Miami, Florida to play games. We talked this morning about enjoying the trip, but also being ready to compete. You know, our number one goal all year has been to be physically and mentally ready to compete, and we'll be ready to do that tonight.
Really calling a business trip. You're down here to win two games.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're off to a good start. We're 11-2, and we need to keep that rolling. We need to execute in all the areas that we've been executing during the year and continue to get better in other areas.
You're trying to keep things as normal as possible. You practiced here yesterday. You had your shoot-around this morning. Just trying to keep the schedule and keeping the guys on pace here.
Yeah, you like routine. I mean, routine and structure are good for players. Keeps them focused and dialed in on what needs to be done. We just got done this morning with our shoot-around and went through some stuff for the game tonight and some personnel and things that we want to get done against St. Thomas. And we need to execute in those areas as well because this is a good basketball team.
How important is this on the national stage? You guys obviously ranked in the top 10. They're ranked in the top 20. Obviously, an important game nationally for you.
Oh, I think these games are always important. You know, it reminds me a lot of a Bellevue game early in the year. Bellevue's highly ranked. We're going on the road. We're going into their place. This one just happens to be a little further away, but in much warmer weather, as you noted as well. So, and it is. It's a game where you're playing a top 20 team. You're at their place. And, you know, at the end, when people start looking at resumes and things like that, it becomes very, very important for our conference, for credibility, for national tournament stuff.
Hastings has a chance to go 3-0 against the Florida teams. Midland has been down here. Morningside has been down here. They've beaten St. Thomas, so that'll be a feather in our cap, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, our conference obviously is very strong, and I think nationally people know that, and it's an opportunity for us to make a statement for ourselves and for our conference with Midland, Morningside having been down here, as you mentioned, and we just need to be ready to compete and play well for 40 minutes.
How the guys that reacted to the trip, having fun, like you said, having a little fun mixing in with some business type?
Oh, you know, really well. I mean, we've practiced well today. I thought we were very sharp at going through our stuff, very dialed in, very focused. Again, you know, it's a veteran team. It's a team that understands where they want to be when the end of February comes around, and they understand the process of each day preparing to be at that point when end of February rolls around.
Okay, well, one guy who is not going to play or maybe be a limited action tonight is Carson Bloom, a little bit banged up down here.
Yeah, you know, Carson's had some trouble with his foot, and so kind of keeping an eye on that and talking to him a lot about, you know, how it feels and whatnot. And he's been an important cog for us. He comes in off the bench. He does all the little things right, communicates well defensively. He's always in position, takes good care of the ball, has great shot selection. So we'll see how it goes with him, and certainly we hope that things are well with his health.
He's already missing Dylan Flynn from a couple of weeks ago. He's out for the year, so we can ill afford to maybe sustain any more injuries down the stretch here.
Yeah, you never want to see guys get injured, obviously, for their own sake and for the team's sake, and you just can't pile up injuries. And so hopefully, again, Carson's fine and everybody else will be in good shape.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the Bobcats as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers. His team down here in Miami, Florida this weekend. We're playing two games, one tonight against St. Thomas, and we'll play again tomorrow afternoon against Florida Memorial. This is probably the tougher of the two teams we'll see tonight in St. Thomas, a pretty good basketball team.
Oh, really, really athletic. You know, they do a great job of driving the ball to the basket. Had 19 offensive rebounds against Morningside. Very athletic team. So we've got to be real dialed in, real disciplined with the things we're trying to do to beat them.
No, you're comparing this team a lot to Dort. How are they similar? How are they different?
Well, they put it on the floor. They attack the basket. They get at the rim. They like to get out and transition. Obviously, you know, we talked about the 19 offensive rebounds with Morningside. It's an excellent rebounding team, an athletic team. So we have to do a good job building walls, keeping them out of the paint. When the shot goes up, we have to see five bodies, hit five bodies so they don't get second opportunities.
Very good inside the arc. Not very good outside the arc, but just totaling up. They were like 2 for 23 against the two GPAC teams earlier in the month.
Yeah, you know, they didn't shoot the ball well in those two games, and I think their preference is to drive it, to get it to the rim, to be aggressive. And, you know, when you face those teams, your positioning defensively, 5-1, has to be outstanding. Your rotations have to be good. And then, obviously, when the shot goes up again, guys have to make hits, and we've got to clean the glass.
They've got some guys that can score. They got five guys in double figures led by Floyd Battle, a 6'1" and senior. Talk about him.
Battle had a great game against Morningside. You know, had like 25 points, was very efficient from the field, got to the free throw line a lot. Then the next night, you know, against Midland, they score 48, but Simpson scores 31. So they have different guys who can hurt you. Hincap, he's a very good point guard, you know, does a good job distributing, can also score it. So they've got a number of guys that can hurt you, and we've got to collectively be very good defensively.
But the Simpson kid, he's going to be a load. He's at 6'10", 275 pounds. He's going to be a load inside for you.
Oh, he really is. You know, I mean, he's got good hands. He's got good feet. He finishes around the rim. Hopefully we can get out and make him get up the floor. I think that might be an advantage we have at that position, that we can run the floor better consistently and maybe defensively take advantage of him a little bit. But on the offensive end, he's very, very talented.
What are some of the things that we can get done? How can we attack this team tonight?
Well, we've got to do a good job of pushing the ball, looking for opportunities in transition. But then if we don't get anything, we got to be patient, get the ball reversed, get attacks at the basket. You know, we've talked a little bit. There's times where, you know, we need to be cognizant if teams are on runs that we need to get post touches or drives at the rim, attacks at the basket, and not strictly be a jump shooting team. And that's kind of a rhythm thing. I mean, there's nights where you're knocking shots down, you're in a rhythm, you're getting inside out, you're getting early transition stuff, and nights where you're not. And then defensively, we just have to be very, very disciplined with our positioning and our boxing out.
Anytime we go to other parts of the country, you never can tell how they call games. You had a chance to watch a couple of games with our conference opponents last week playing these teams. How do they call them down here? Are we going to be familiar with what we do down here?
Well, you know, it's just depends on the crew, and we won't know who it is. So one thing that we talk about is we've got to control the things that we can. You know, we've got to adjust because you don't know who you're going to get on a given night, but that's our job to make adjustments. Again, a lot of fouls occur because of lack of positioning, and so if we're in good position and we box out, then we'll be in good shape.
Okay. Good thing.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaber is head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and St. Thomas tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gaber's pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos this weekend as we mix a little business with a little pleasure. We're in Miami, Florida, as the Broncos get set to take on St. Thomas University here tonight in the first game of two that we'll play this weekend. We're at the Fernandez Family Center just outside of Miami today, getting set to take on St. Thomas, a team that has already faced two teams out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference in the last week or so. Both Midland and Morningside were down here before the Christmas break, and Hastings has been the third team that has seen St. Thomas here this month. Morningside beating this team by a score of 86-78. Midland beat this team by a score of 60-48. But as the coach mentioned during the pregame show, a very talented team we'll see here. St. Thomas University is a school that's about 5,000 in enrollment here. They play in the Sun Conference down here in Florida. They were 20-11 last year, qualified for the national tournament. In fact, that was their fifth national qualification. So it's a team that is used to winning, and they've got some guns on this basketball team that Hastings College will have to slow down here tonight. However, this is a team that does not shoot the ball very well beyond the arc. In fact, in the two ball games against the Morningside of Midland before the Christmas break, they were only 2 out of 23 from three-point territory. So we'll see what Hastings College can do with the Bobcats here tonight. Hastings has got some injury problems to be somewhat concerned about. Carson Bloom, a guy who comes down for the bench a lot for Hastings, evidently has come up with a stress fracture in his foot. He's in a walking boot during the week, but he went through the shoot-around today here in Miami, and he expects to play in this basketball game here tonight against St. Thomas University. So Hastings College coming in, ranked number 6 in the country. Hastings is 11-2 on the season, 6-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Our last time out, Hastings beating Mount Marty a week ago on a Saturday by the score of 78-61. Our two losses so far this year, on the road at Dort, 94-84, and also losing to Benedictine in the Doane College Classic. Boy, it seems like a long time ago during the early part of November when we lost to Benedictine by the score of 73-58. St. Thomas again, a record coming in here, a mark of 7 wins and 3 losses. In addition to the 2 losses to the GPAC teams, they've also suffered a loss to Talladega of Alabama. They lost that ball game by a score of 79-73. St. Thomas is a team that averages 81 points per ball game in offense. They give up 73 on the defensive end. St. Thomas hits 48% of their field goal tries, 28% from three-point territory, and 57% from the free throw line. Defensively, they give up 44% shooting, 34% from three-point territory, and 68% from the free throw line. St. Thomas, a team that out-rebounds their opposition 37-34. They average about 17 turnovers per ball game, and they force 20 on the opposite end. So Hastings College, a little business and pleasure trip this weekend. The Broncos flew down here flew down here on the 27th on Friday. They moved from Hastings down to Wichita on the day after Christmas, stayed overnight, flew down here early on Friday, got down here and practiced on Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, and also had a shoot-around early this morning here in Miami as they get set to go for a couple of ball games. As Hastings will play Florida Memorial just down the road tomorrow. That will be a 1 o'clock starting time for us locally, 12:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. So we don't get to take these trips very often. It's a pleasure to come down to Miami. It was gorgeous this afternoon. Had rain overnight, but temps basically in the 70s all day long here today as Hastings College, ranked number 6 in the country, gets set to take on the Bobcats of St. Thomas. They are ranked number 19. Broncos going to be dressed in their visiting maroon uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Meanwhile, St. Thomas going to be in their North Carolina blue, trimmed and lettered in the darker blue here tonight. As they'll be the home team, obviously, here at the Fernandez Family Center in Miami, Florida. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Going to Bowling is out for 3 good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
Thank you.
So the flag of the national anthem as we get set for Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Bobcats of St. Thomas University, they will go with Chuck Benton, a 6'3" junior out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Benton is averaging 7 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Demetrius Allen is a 6'3" senior out of Clewiston, Florida. He is averaging 11.4 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Kevin Hincapie is a 5'6" senior from Hollywood, Florida. He is averaging 13.8 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Also, Laurel Beckford is a 6'4" junior from Miramar, Florida. Dunford is averaging 6.4 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. The other starter is going to be Herberto Guanipa. He's from Venezuela, 6'9" and a senior. Guanipa is averaging 1.5 points per ball game. For Hastings College here tonight, they'll go with Akeem Morrison, a 5'11" and senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. And we understand that's about an hour or so away from Miami, so Akeem kind of coming home with the ball game here tonight in this contest. Jake Hamburger, the other starter for Hastings at guard, 6'2", a senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger averaging 11 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, 6'4", and a senior out of Minden. Wells, averaging 6.5 points, 3.9 rebounds per game. Randy Lohman, 6'2", and senior out of Norfolk. Lohman averaging 19 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Nabu Fall is going to get the start tonight for Hastings College, 6'7", a senior out of Dakar, Senegal. As a Fall is averaging 8.5 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings College shooting at our basket to our left here tonight as we view it from the side court at Fernandez Family Center in Miami, Florida. Hastings College, a little trip this weekend before we get back to the conference action right after the first of the year. It's going to be a tough month of January, so Hastings trying to pick up a couple of wins on the road here this weekend. As we will jump things up, Demetrius Allen will be in the center circle here for St. Thomas. A blue fall for Hastings College, and the tip is controlled by Hastings. Akeem Morrison has got it, moves it over on the wing on the left side to Brady Lohman. It's going to be a man-to-man defense here for St. Thomas. Lohman has got the ball, sends it over to Hamburg. He bobbles it, picks it back up. Jake Hamburger with it out here in 3-point territory. Good defense here by St. Thomas. There's a ball down the near side. It's going to be a Boo Fall. He drives it inside on the low block. Kicks it back out to Morrison. His shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Beckford. This is a team that's going to push the ball very much like we saw a couple of weeks ago in the ball game against Dort. They're going to drive the ball in the hole. That's going to be their MO tonight. And there's a turnover. Duncan had the ball on the wing on the left side. Took it diagonally across the lane and threw it out of bounds. The first turnover on the Bobcats here in the ball game. Hastings College will come back the other way. Just underway. We're about 30 seconds into the ball game. No score between Hastings and St. Thomas here tonight. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's a Brady Lohman. A waist-high dribble as he brings it across the 10-second line. Lohman with it on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes to Abu Fall right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Abu Fall backs up. Abu goes to the hole, puts it up there in the lane. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball swatted down. It's picked up by Morrison. Morrison keeps it alive for Hastings. Out to Hamburger. Now to Lohman. Moves it to the left side. He fires up a three ball. It's going to be off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Benton again for the St. Thomas Bobcats. No score. We're about a minute and 10 seconds into the ball game here tonight from Miami, Florida. They pound the ball inside as Beckford with the ball. Dishes off. Driving down the lane. His shot is up and in. Guanipa scoring there for St. Thomas. That's his first field goal. 2-0 St. Thomas out on top. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Hamburger. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Lohman. Back out to Hamburger from the top of the key. His shot good. Hamburger nails a three-pointer from the top of the key, and Hastings has their first lead of the ball game at 3-2 at 18 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half from Miami. Hastings comes back on defense now, driving the baseline. There's a pass to Benton. He drives for the hole. His shot is up and in. Chuck Benton scoring there for St. Thomas. He's averaging 7.7 points per ball game, and St. Thomas grabs the lead now. 4-3 is the score. Hastings College comes back with the ball. St. Thomas attacking here in backcourt. Lohman brings it across the midcourt stripe here. That's Lohman with it. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. Wells has got it. He backs up down to baseline. His pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there for St. Thomas down on the baseline was Demetrius Allen. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. A lot of space between the baskets here at the Fernandez Family Center in Miami. So that's kind of a different look than Hastings might be accustomed to here. So they try to adjust to the surroundings on the road here tonight. There's a ball that's going to be inbounded. They get it to Hamburger on the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes on a low block left side. Abu Falls got it. Abu in the lane. He puts up a little hook shot. It's going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. But it's going to be lost off of the fingertips of a Bronco down there chasing after it. For St. Thomas was Ganipa. Everyone did not touch the ball. They point St. Thomas's way. So the Bobcats have a one-point lead and the ball here, 4-3. There's a Floyd battle with the ball now. He touches it for the first time to Becton. On the wing on the right side, top of the key. There's a long-range jumper put up. There's no good by Hincapie. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Coming back the other. Abu goes to the hole and slams it home. Abu Falls slams on home at the 17-12 mark. Hastings has the lead. 5-4 is the score. Here comes St. Thomas coming back the other way. A tomahawk chop down there at the other end by Abu Fall has given Hastings the lead. Here's a shot from the top of the key by Becton. A three-pointer, no good. Ball is loose in the lane. It's picked up here, and a foul is going to be called. Beckford picks it up. Then he was tripped underneath the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Morissant. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Hastings. Broncos have the lead, 5-4, just under the 17-minute mark here in the first half for Miami tonight. St. Thomas will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it in the lane there. It's a Beckford. He drives for the hole. A shot no good, but he draws a personal foul. Beckford draws a personal foul inside, and the personal is going to be whistled on Brent Wells. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Laurel Beckford. He's averaging 6.4 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Just a 54% foul shooter, though. 19 out of 35 from the free throw line. As Beckford puts it up there, the shot is good. As a team, St. Thomas hitting only 57% of their charity tosses so far this year, 48% from the field, and only 28% from three-point territory. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. Next shot is up there. That one rims off no good, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Long pass ahead. They get it to Wells down the right sideline. Jump pass comes over here. That's Woolman with the ball deep left corner. A three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by St. Thomas. A long pass to the 10-second line, intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He gets it to Abu. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Abu fall with another field goal. He's got 4 points now in the ball game. Hastings has the lead. 7-5 is the score. A good pace here early in the basketball game. And Campy has got the ball now for St. Thomas. Comes out here to Floyd Battle. He drives it against Hamburger. Bounce pass goes over to Becton. Lobs the ball inside to the big boy. That's going to be a Simpson with the ball. He puts it up there off balance shot. It's going to be no good, but he draws a personal foul. Demonte Simpson is a big dude inside. He stands at 6'10". He is listed at 275 pounds. He is all of that. As Demonte Simpson draws the personal foul there on Hastings College. That's the third team foul on the Broncos. So it's going to be Simpson going to the free throw line, and his shot is up there again. Demonte Simpson hitting 50% of his field goal tries this year. He is 38 out of 75. It's a 7-6 score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Demonte Simpson hitting a couple of free throws. It's now tied up at 7 points apiece at the 16-11 mark. Here in this first half from the Fernandez Family Center in Miami tonight. Broncos have the basketball. Akeem Morissant out here in three-point territory. Sends it deep in the corner to the right side of Woolman. Hops behind the three-point line. He fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Battle. St. Thomas doing a good job on the boards here so far in this ball game. Floyd Battle with the ball. Sends it over to the left side to Becton. This cross-court pass is going to be chipped. It nearly goes out of bounds. Morissant tries to save it. He does, but right into the hands of Simpson. Now driving down the lane, there's Beckford, and he loses the ball out of bounds, but it's tipped out of his hands. That's going to be Hastings College ball. Nope, it's going to be St. Thomas ball. So the Bobcats will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings sends in. Looks like Tobin Reinwald is going to check in. Looks like Zach Lena is going to come in there. Also, John DeWard comes in at the 15:40 mark. Hastings 7, St. Thomas 7. As St. Thomas will play things in. Baseline right side, Chuck Becton will play things in for St. Thomas. Now we're ready to go. Becton will play things in. Waiting. Becton finally gets things in deep in a corner. On the left side over there is going to be Hincapie with the ball. Kevin Hincapie comes out to the top of the key to Floyd Battle. Picked up there by Tobin Reinwald. Battle backs it Knocked beyond the three-point arc. Now tries to drive it. Can't do it. He's double-teamed. Battle dumps the ball here to Simpson just inside the free-throw circle. He dumps it down low. There's a shot. It's dumping in. Dumps it on the little block on the right side. That's a Beckford. The assist goes to DeMonte Simpson, and St. Thomas has got the lead here in this ball game. It's now a 9-7 score in favor of the Bobcats. Hastings College comes back with the ball. Lohman bounce pass down low, and a shot is up and in. Zach Luna scores for Hastings. Now we're tied up at 9 points apiece. Lohman gets the assist. The field goal there by Zach Lina. We're tied up at 9 points apiece here. St. Thomas comes back with the ball against the Hastings D. Bounce pass comes out here to Floyd Battle. He puts it on the floor and dribbles to the wing on the left side. Lob pass back out to Beckford. Top of the key. Across the top now to Hincappy. Lobs the ball inside to Simpson. He's double teamed. Simpson spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. Hits the side of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman winds his way back up the floor here. Nice pass, driving, shooting, and scoring. Give the bucket there to Tobin Reinwald. A great pass. Reinwald gets the field goal. We've got a timeout from St. Thomas. Hastings College has the lead. 14 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half from Miami, Florida. The score, Hastings 11, St. Thomas 9.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos have the lead. 11-9 is the score. St. Thomas comes back with the basketball. This is a Floyd Battle with it now. Battle comes over here on the wing to Hincappy. Hincappy takes it down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called here on Lena. Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the first half. St. Thomas has not yet committed a personal foul, and now we're going to have an immediate timeout here. So that's a new twist and what we're accustomed to, as we've got a media timeout now. So we will take a break. Hastings College has got the lead. It's Hastings 11, St. Thomas 9. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College with a lead early here on St. Thomas. The score is 11-9. Earlier today in Cincinnati, Nebraska loses to the Cincinnati Bearcats in men's basketball. Final score of 74-59. So the Huskers are now 8-4 on the season. Teron Pettaway, 22 points, 5 rebounds for the Huskers. Ray Gallegos had 18 points. Nebraska will play at Iowa on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. The Nebraska women's basketball team will take on Oral Roberts tomorrow in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Huskers currently 9-2. That one will tip off at 2 o'clock. But the Nebraska men losing to Cincinnati today on a score of 74-59. So following our first media timeout of the night, St. Thomas will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hincappy has got a 15-footer off of the baseline. Good. Kevin Hincappy scoring there. That's his first field goal. He averages 13.8 on the season. And we're tied up at 11 points apiece. Hastings College comes back with the ball. Here's a John DeWard with it now. It's Tobin Reinwald on the wing. Bounce pass back to DeWard down to the baseline. He tries to drive it here against Simpson and can't do it. Comes back out here to Akeem Morissant. Morissant backs it out near the 10-second line. He'll work out top now against Demetrius Allen. Down on the baseline, there's a short jumper. Jump it in. Brady Lohman scoring from the right baseline. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings College reclaims the lead. It's now 13-11. They lob it back inside here to Simpson with his back to the basket. DeWard right behind him. Simpson powers his way to the goal. He's double-teamed. Now gets loose on the baseline and scores. Boy, he is a load in there for the Bobcats of St. Thomas. DeMonte Simpson scores his first field goal. He's averaging 14.3 on the season. It's now a 13-13 ball game as Hastings has the ball back in their offensive zone. There's Akeem Morris out with it. Now Alina gets it over here to Ward. His 10-footer is going to be short. Ball is tipped down. It's picked up here by St. Thomas. Long pass down to four. Driving, contact made, no foul call, and the field goal goes down through the hole. Floyd Battle scores there, and St. Thomas has got the lead. Bobcats 15, Hastings College 13. Broncos with the ball on their offensive end. Woolman over here on the left side. Bounce pass comes out on top to Akeem Morris. Side. He tries to drive it. He stops at the free throw line. Retreats back out here into three-point territory. Down in the corner, Tobin for three. His shot is off of the front iron. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down here by Beckford. Beckford gets the ball alive now to Hincappy. St. Thomas has got the ball. Hincappy drives it against Morris. Side. It's fadeaway jumper off of the baseline. Good. Kevin Hincappy scoring his second field goal of the ball game. And St. Thomas has their biggest lead now at 17-13 with 12:32 to play here in the first half. Morrison comes back now for Hastings College down on the baseline. Lohman puts up a long range jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebounded there by Hincappy. Here comes St. Thomas back the other way, driving, shooting, and scoring. Demetrius Allen. Get an assist to Hincappy. Allen just a field goal. It's now 19-13. St. Thomas has got the lead with 12-10 remaining here in the first half. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Brady Lohman has got it. Lohman out here near the 10-second line. Comes over to Zach Lena, picked up over there by a Beckford. Lena in trouble. Ball swatted away. Lena picks it back up. Now he drives toward the goal. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Beckford. Beckford gets the ball ahead. Now to Floyd Battle. Floyd Battle runs it back the other way. Three-pointer thrown up there. Down through the hole it goes. Floyd Battle has got 5 points. And the timeout from Bill Gabers. St. Thomas out on top of Hastings by 9 points here early. We've got 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first half from Miami, Florida. The score is St. Thomas 22, Hastings 13.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Right, St. Thomas University on a 9-0 run over Hastings here midway through this first half. We were tied up at 13. St. Thomas rattles off 9 straight points, and the Bobcats now out on top on a score of 22-13. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College women's basketball team, they will be off for the next couple of days. They'll play again on Monday night. They'll have a home game against the Southwestern College out of Kansas. Southwestern, a nationally ranked team. That'll be a 6 o'clock starting time at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College men, they'll play tomorrow afternoon at 1, 12:45 for the pregame show. Hastings will take on Florida Memorial on Sunday afternoon before flying home during the day on Monday. Hastings trailing here 22-13. Here's Carson Bloom. He's into the ball game now. Double team on the near side. There's a pass out to Tobin Reinwald. His pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up on the far sideline. Turnover on Hastings. That's their second of the contest. Here's a three-pointer thrown up there by Battle. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Abu Falls got the rebound out of Carson Bloom down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. There's a lob pass down on the baseline to Woolman. He drives, shoots, and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Thomas University. Driving back the other way is Battle. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. Picked up on the baseline, and his shot is up and in. Chuck Becton. Becton got the offensive board and the putback, and St. Thomas is out on top by 11 points, 24-13, with 10:50 to play here in the first half. St. Thomas very aggressive on defense here against the Hastings College here tonight. Brady Woolman has got it, and there's a pass that's going to be kicked. And we got a kicking violation on St. Thomas. Hastings will play things in. Wells comes back in now for the Broncos. Hamburger comes back in. Ryan Wald and also Zach Lena will come to the bench. 24-13. That's a 11-0 run right now by St. Thomas. Hastings will play things in. Jake Hamburger has got it. Jump pass again. Diagonally down in the right corner. Shot by Lohman is up there. That shot's going to be no good. Simpson grabs the rebound. Devontae Simpson has got the ball. He hands it away to a Floyd Battle, and he'll bring things up now. Runs into Hamburger. A long pass goes inside. The ball is going to be poked away there from Lanipa. And it's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Third turnover on the St. Thomas Bobcats. Deep in the left corner, there's a long-range jumper, and down through the hole, Jake Hamburger nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And that breaks the long run, an 11-0 run by the St. Thomas Bobcats. It's now a 24-16 ball game. Here's Floyd battle with the ball. He takes it back to the center of the floor, directing some traffic out there. He lobs it inside to Simpson, right side of the lane. Simpson drives it against Abu Fall, takes it to the hole. Abu knocks it down. It's loose, picked up by Simpson. His shot no good. A ball is tapped out and is picked up here by Wells. He brings it to the near sideline and intercepted. Battle has got the ball. He gets it to Simpson. His shot is up there and in. Third turnover on Hastings. Simpson gets his second field goal. Simpson now has 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings again trailing by 10 here in this one. 26-16. Hamburger down the near sideline. They throw it out of bounds, but it was tipped out over there by Floyd Battle of St. Thomas. And the ball game now is going to be Laurel Beckford for St. Thomas. Coming in for Hastings is going to be Akeem Morrison. Brady Ullman will come to the bench. 9:35 to play here in the first half for Miami, Florida tonight. Hastings trailing by a score of 26-16. Broncos will inbound the ball. Hamburger comes way outside to Wells. Down in the corner to Akeem for three. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound fall. He loses the ball into the hole. We got a scramble on two. Three players hit the deck. And finally, a jump ball is going to be called. Abu had it in his hands and lost it. And we had a scrum underneath the hole. And now we've got a timeout called here. St. Thomas wants to call a timeout with 9 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half. From Miami, we'll take a break with a score. St. Thomas 26, Hastings 16.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Chip Baugh, the assistant coach for Hastings College, is using the timeout there to discuss a few things with the officials. It's starting to get a little rough under the hole there. There's a boo fall. Hey, that maybe was fouled a couple of times down there by Simpson. That was not the case. We got St. Thomas coming back with all. The Bobcats leading Hastings by 10, 26-16. St. Thomas trying to break a two-game losing streak against the GPAC teams here tonight. There's a long-range jumper from the left side by Allen. No good. Rebound Simpson. Follow shot good. Diamante Simpson, now with 8 points in the ballgame. He is a load to handle, 6'10", 275 pounds plus for St. Thomas. Hastings trailing by 12 points, 28-16. Broncos down the ball. Here's Boo Fall. He spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled into play. Boo Fall gets the field goal, so maybe the little chat they had during that last timeout with Chip Ball may have paid off here. Boo Fall gets the field goal, and he is hacked on the arm. He'll go to the free throw line, 4-1 here. Abu is a 57% foul shooter on the season. Hastings is a team hitting 74% of the free throw tosses this year, 48% from the field, and 35% from three-point territory. Abu Fall will try to make this a three-point play as he goes to the line for the first time tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is good by Abu. Three-point play, and Hastings back within a 28-19 count here. With 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play, we're tied up at 13. Before St. Thomas went on an 11-0 run there in the first half, and they have not surrendered that lead as Hastings tries to stay close here in this first half. Here's a Hincappy back into the ball game now for St. Thomas. Back out to Floyd Battle. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Battle from 15. The shot's off of the front iron. No good. Wells had the rebound and lost it out of bounds, and the officials point St. Thomas's way. So the Broncos had it and then lost it, and the Bobcats will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here's Demetrius Allen going to play things in for St. Thomas. They get it to Simpson right here at the top of the three-point arc. Now to Floyd Battle. Picked up there by Tobin Reinwald. Battle getting away. Circles around a screen from Simpson. Now gives the ball away to Allen. He takes it down on the baseline. His shot over Hamburger is going to be no good. Rebound to Wells. He had it knocked out of his hands. The ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. 8 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight. Hastings a little trip here this weekend in Miami, and now we've got a whistle here as Hastings tries to inbound the ball. Akeem Morrison was working in backcourt here against the Hincappy as Hamburger is trying to inbound the ball, and Morrison's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be in a second. Bill Gabers wants an explanation here. He's got to get down on the near sideline. 28-19. Hastings down by 9 points here. as we approach the 8-minute mark. There's a pass out here to Beckford. Beckford gets the ball to Battle now right in front of the Broncos bench. Here on the near sideline, lob pass back out to Beckford. Now right side again to Battle. Bounce pass goes inside to Simpson. He's double-teamed. Simpson powers his way to the goal. His shot no good. Rebound Simpson. Follow shot no good, and he's fouling the play. I think Abu got a little piece of the first attempted shot there by Simpson. Simpson then grabs the ball back. Goes up for another shot, and Abu fall. Hacks him on the arm. That's going to be the first foul on Abu. That's going to be team foul number 6. St. Thomas has got one foul so far in the first half. Hastings has got 6. And DeMonte Simpson will go to the free throw line. He's already got 8 points in the ball game. The shot is up there and in. DeMonte Simpson now 3 out of 3 from the first free throw line. He was just a 50% foul shooter coming in here. Hastings trailing in the ball game to St. Thomas. The score is 29-19. As Simpson will have another one. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound Abu. Abu has got it off to Brady Woolman. Now as he will bring things up here. The Broncos are trailing by 11 points. Here's Hamburger deep in the right corner. Fakes the three. Brings it out on the dribble now. Bomb pass goes out to Woolman. Bounce pass down low to Tobin Reinwald. His shot is no good. Tip try by Abu is no good. Ball is tapped out. Goes to the far sideline. The officials look and they give the ball to Hastings. John DeWard's going to check in now for the Broncos. Abu Fall is going to come out. Hastings will get the fresh shot clock, and the Broncos will play things in off of the far sideline. Jake Hamburger will look to play things in for the Bronx as they come out here to the 10-second line to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald, jump pass goes to the far side. It's tipped out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there was Demetrius Allen for St. Thomas, and Hastings College will play things out for the far sideline. Ray Woolman has got it in his hands here as he'll look to play things in. He does. John DeWard has got it. Brings it back to Woolman. Now across the top to Tobin Reinwald. The Hamburger deep in the corner and left side. Hamburger bounce pass inside. Going to be tipped away from Wells. A turnover on Hastings. Picked up here by the Bobcats. Turnover number 4 on Hastings. Here comes Floyd. Battle with the ball. Battle stops right side of the lane. Out to Simpson. The big guy throws up a 3 and hits it from the top of the key. DeMonte Simpson, he's been hitting 33% of his 3-pointers this year. He cans his first attempt here tonight. He's got 12 points in the ball game. That's now a 31-19 score as the 19th-ranked St. Thomas Bobcats lead the 6th-ranked Hastings College Broncos here tonight. Hastings back with the ball. John DeWard down on the baseline. His shot over Simpson is up and in. John DeWard hits his first field goal. It's now 31-21. The Broncos back to within 10. Here's Hincapie with the ball. Kevin Hincapie off of the baseline. He throws up a shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be up and in. Larrell Beckford scores. St. Thomas absolutely crushing the Broncos on the offensive glass here tonight. It's now 33-21. Hastings is down by a dozen. Here's a Brady Woolman with the ball. Woolman behind the back dribble on the far sideline. Takes it down to Wells on the baseline. He drives from the right corner. His shot is up and in. He's fouling the play. Brett Wells moves it in from the right corner toward the goal. He is fouling the play as Wells goes to the free throw line to try to tack on one more. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on St. Thomas. That's going to go on Simpson. That's going to be his second personal foul. So going to the free throw line is going to be Wells for Hastings. Wells, a 65% foul shooter on the season. 33-23. Hastings College down by 10 points here. Brent Wells will toe the mark for his free throw here. His shot is up, and his shot is around the rim, and down through the hole it goes. It's now 33-24. The Broncos are down by 9 as Zach Lena comes into the ball game. Wells checks out. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHS from the Fernandez Family Center in Miami, Florida this evening. Here's Incapi with the ball picked up by Akeem Morissot. Out of Battle here on the near sideline. Battle holds it against the Tobin Reinwald. Battle dribbling with it. Dumps away. Here's Demetrius Allen as he drives it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back mark. No good. Rebound is loose. Lena had it. He is going to be fouling the play. Beckford picks up the personal foul for St. Thomas. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 in the ball game now for the Bobcats. John DeWard comes out back in for Hastings. It's going to be Brent Wells. So we're down to 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Hastings College trailing ever since this game was tied at 13-13. St. Thomas rattled off 11 straight points. They're on top 24-13, and St. Thomas is maintain the lead. It's now 33-24 as we're just by the 6-minute mark here of this first half. Akeem Morrison has got the ball. Morrison dribbling out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass left side of the lane. Zach Lena takes it down to the baseline. We got a foul called. A foul called here. That's going to go on St. Thomas. That's going to be Juanipa. He picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on St. Thomas. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lohman will get things in. That's a Reinwald with the ball. Tobin bounce pass left side of the lane. Down low, Zach Lehner gets away, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Nice move to the basket there by Zach Lehner. Puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot, and he gets the field goal and one. Zach Lehner goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College as he was fouled into play. That's going to be team foul number five now on St. Thomas. As going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lehner. 71% foul shooter on the season for Lena. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron, straight in the air, and down through the hole. Three-point play by Zach Lena. Hastings now trailing by a score of 33-27. 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Floyd Battle with the ball. Battle trying to drive it, loses control, picks her back up. Kincappy deep in the left corner. His shot is up there from three, no good. Offensive rebound, Beckford. Keeps the ball alive for St. Thomas. To Kevin Hincappy again on the far sideline. Calls the play. Wells right in his face defensively. Kevin Hincappy dribbling with the ball behind his screen. Hincappy drives it down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Boy, just opened up like a floodgate. Kevin Hincappy took it down the right side of the lane and scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings comes back now with 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Reinwald, his off-balance shot. He banks one in off of the window. The right side of the lane, Tobin Reinwald with a couple of field goals and 4 points. It's now 35-29. Hastings down by 6 points. Kevin Hincappy comes back with the ball now for the St. Thomas Bobcats. Here's Becton with the ball. Chuck Becton dribbling with it back out here in the three-point territory and hands it away to Hincappy. Hincappy directing traffic out here again. Akeem Morissette will be in his grill defensively. And Cappy with 10 seconds inside the free throw circle. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, Hastings ball. Off of the thigh of Laurel Beckford down there for St. Thomas. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing St. Thomas University, the Bobcats, by the score of 35-29. But Hastings can slice into the lead right here. Akeem Morissette comes back with the ball. Morissette works against the Hincappy. On the dribble comes to the near sideline. Back up to Zach Lena. Lena off to Brady Lohman now. Lohman directing traffic. He sends it over here to Reinwald, just to the left of the lane. Reinwald returns the ball back to the right sideline. That's Lohman with it now. He lobs it inside. It's going to be deflected away. They're trying to find Lena again. The ball deflected away. Turnover number five on Hastings. Hincappy comes back now down on the baseline to Beckford. He drives, shoots, and misses. Tip trying, no good. Rebound is fought for and is finally picked up here by Hastings. That's Lohman with the ball. Gets it ahead to Morissette. He drives down to Lena in the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Zach Lena. He's surrounded. Goes back up. The ball knocked loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Thomas ball. St. Thomas ball as they will play things in down here. Officials discussing things here. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Coming in is going to be a hamburger. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. So they're going to give the ball to Hastings. After the officials confer, Broncos will play things in from deep in the left corner here on the near sideline. The score is 35-29. Hastings down by 6 points. That's hamburger to play things in. Hamburger gets it to Akeem Morrison. They're going to say he lost it out of bounds. Chuck Becton was right in his face. As they come crashing into the scores table here in the near sideline, they say it was a Morissette was the last to touch it, so it's going to be St. Thomas ball here in midcourt. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. It's St. Thomas University leading Hastings by a score of 35-29. Floyd Battle will inbound the ball to the big guy. That's DeMonte Simpson, who hands the ball back here to Battle. He's picked up by Hamburger. Battle dribbling with it here behind the screen. Now he's open for three. Takes a shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. He's a hit on the play and a foul called. Hamburger is a knockdown on the play there. A personal foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Simpson, I believe. That's going to be his third personal foul. And so now their big guy, DeMonte Simpson, has got three personal fouls. Team fouls are now even at 6-6. 3:26 to play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Hamburger will play things in. Jake gets it into Morissette. Akeem Morissette brings it across the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass comes over here to Woolman. High left side, now behind his screen from Lena. Moves back to the center of the floor, moves to the right sideline. That's Akeem back with the ball here to Woolman. Woman drives it all the way to the goal. The shot is up there and in. Brady Woman, he's got 4 points in the ball game. And Hastings now gets the turnover here as Akeem Morrison has got it at the 10-second line. His pass is then deflected into the backcourt and is picked up by St. Thomas deep in the corner. Vanipa, he drives the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Roberto Guanipa scoring there as Hastings turns the ball away in backcourt. We nearly got taken out here on the near sideline by Morrison. He was scrambling after the loose ball. Would have been flat like a pancake. Here's Roberto Guanipa going to the free throw line now for St. Thomas. 1 out of 1 on the season from the free throw line. They'll have a free throw here. The score is 37-31. St. Thomas out on top of Hastings by 6. With 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first half, Guanipa puts it up there and the shot is up there and in. So a 3-point play. And St. Thomas again has a 7-point lead. It's 38-31. Bobcats now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Morrison will bring things up against Incapi. Akeem Morrison out here across the 10-second line. On the dribble comes to the near sideline. Morrison trying to set something up here. Here's Loman with the ball. Loman out here near the 10-second line. Brady dribbling with it back to the center of the floor. Brady Loman pulls up, fires up a three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Thomas. Bobcats come back the other way on the dribble. It's going to be Kevin Hincapi waiting now for Beckford to get back. He fell down at the opposite end after grabbing the rebound. Hincapi has got the ball around the screen. Drives it to the right side of the lane, down on the baseline. There's Allen. He drives it, dumps it off inside to Guanipa. He loses control, and now we've got a timeout. Hastings is battling for the ball with Guanipa at the bottom of the stack. There was a hamburger of Hastings, and immediately the Broncos call a timeout to save the possession. So a minute and 59 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings will call the timeout to save the possession. We'll take a break with a score. St. Thomas 38, Hastings 31.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Don't forget to join us for Bronco Talk on the first Tuesdays of every month, beginning at noon at Valentino's. It's your chance to ask questions for the coaches and get an update on Bronco athletics. We do it each and every first Tuesday of every month at Valentino's. Gets underway at 12 o'clock, and we'll get you out of there by 1 if you have a one-hour break for lunch. First Tuesdays of every month at Valentino's of Hastings for Bronco Talk. 38-31 is our score. Hastings College is trailing St. Thomas University. St. Thomas ranked number 19 in the latest poll for NAIA Division II. Hastings College ranked number 6. Broncos 11-2, St. Thomas 7-3, with two of those losses coming to GPAC teams in Morningside and Midland, who are down here before the Christmas holiday break. Hastings right now trailing by 7. St. Thomas has got the ball. Here's Allen with it out here in three-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Stops. Now fires up a shot from just inside the ring. It's going to be no good. Woman had the rebound. He lost it, and it's out of bounds. It's knocked out of his hands by Guanipa, and Hastings will play it in. Roberto Guanipa is from Venezuela. 6'9", and a senior. That's going to be Hastings playing things in. Broncos down by 7 points here. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. There's Tobin Reinwald back in the ball game. He's got the ball. Now to Woman, picked up by Hincapi out there in three-point territory. The hamburger now. Hamburger moves back down in the corner. That's Woman. He drives the baseline. Has that swatted out of his hands. It's going to be off with the knee of a Bobcat down there. And Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Triggering things in will be Lena. He's got the ball. Zach Lena looking to get things in. He does way out here. He's going to throw it into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Woman. Picked up by Hincapi again of St. Thomas. Bounce pass goes inside to Lena. He spins toward the paint. His shot is up there. No good. Lena gets his own rebound. And he's hammered on the play. Hammered on the play there by the Venezuelan Roberto Guanipa. who commits a second personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Lena. Zach has got 5 points in the ball game. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He's had a couple of field goals. Lena is a 71% foul shooter. He was mauled in the act of shooting, so he'll have a couple of shots here. Zach Lena for Hastings will toe the mark. He sets, and his first shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Zach Lena, the 6'5" junior out of Omaha. Into the ball game now will be Floyd Battle for St. Thomas. Battle will come in. Going out is going to be Becton. Lena goes back to the free throw line. The score is 38-32. St. Thomas has got the lead. As Zach Lena toes the mark for his second shot. It's up there and down through the hole. It goes. Lena's had a good ball game tonight. He scored 7 points. Here comes St. Thomas back with the ball. And Cappy has got it now for St. Thomas. Brings it into the offensive zone against Woolman. And Cappy moves it to the right side of the floor. And Cappy around the screen from Juanipa. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. A three-pointer put up there and in. Floyd Battle left open over there on the left wing. He scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. St. Thomas now leading by a score of 41-33 here in the first half from Miami. Hastings with the ball. There's Zach Lena down on the baseline. Right side drives it toward the goal. Now he's too far underneath the basket. He's trapped down there. He gets the ball away. That's a Wells. Now to Woolman and Lena. Shot's up there and in. You might have heard Bill Gamers. He wanted to call a timeout. The team didn't see it. And Hastings got the field goal anyway with Brady Woolman right in front of the hole. 41-35. Hastings down by 6 points. Here's Hincapie with the ball on the dribble to the far sideline. Hincapie trying to set something up again. And we got a foul called out here on Woolman. That was a Juanipa was going to send a screen out there. The woman trying to fight around it. We got Brady picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. 21 seconds to play. In the first half, it's 41-35. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kevin Hincapie for St. Thomas. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far. He's a 71% foul shooter on the season. Has not shot one tonight. Averaging 13.8 points per ball game. And Cappy, a 5'6" senior from Hollywood, Florida. And the shot is up there. It's going to be good. St. Thomas, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They're averaging 81, so they're right on pace here. Averaging 81 points per ballgame, giving up 73.1 on the defensive end. And Cappy will have another one as he sets here at the free throw line. Throws it up there, and the shot is good, so he hits a pair. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos are down by 8. 43-35 here. With 18 seconds to play in the first half. Reinwald has got it here on the near sideline. Reinwald takes off, dribbles in, and we got a foul called. That's going to go on Hincapie riding in. That's open Reinwald as he was driving the ball toward the hole. Hincapie picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on St. Thomas. So this will be a 1-1 situation now. Checking in the ball game for Hastings will be John DeWard. Don DeWard checks in. Zach Lynn is going to check out. That's going to be Reinwald going to the free throw line for Hastings. Reinwald's got 4 points so far in the ball game, and a couple of field goals. He's a 90% foul shooter in the season. He's hit 18 out of 20 for the year as Tobin will toe the mark here for Hastings College. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by St. Thomas and a foul called in backcourt. A foul called here as Becton went to the seat of his pants. And a personal foul is going to be called on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 9 on Hastings. Now with 9.9 seconds left in the first half, Chuck Becton will go to the free throw line for St. Thomas. Becton, 6'3", a junior from Greensboro, North Carolina, as he will go to the free throw line for the first time here tonight for St. Thomas. His shot is up there. The shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Broncos come roaring back the other way. Here's Reinwald with the ball. Hesitates. Now drives it. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Moves to his right. Fires up a three-pointer. It's off of the front mark. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. A very competitive first half here tonight. Hastings College and St. Thomas University from Miami, Florida. And St. Thomas, after going on an 11-0 run after the two teams were tied up at 13 points apiece. They've continued to maintain the lead here in the first half. And the score at halftime, it is St. Thomas 43, Hastings College 35. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at halftime with the Fernandez Family Center in Miami tonight. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing St. Thomas University. The score at the break is 43-35. Halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out, walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So St. Thomas University has got the lead over Hastings here at halftime. It's 43-35. This game was tied up several times in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Tied up at 7, tied up at 9, tied up at 11, and tied up at 13. St. Thomas then goes on an 11-0 run to go out on top at 24-13 about halfway through the first half. Hastings was able to cut the lead down at 1 point to 6 points at 33-27. Right now we're sitting at an 8-point deficit to make up in the second half at St. Thomas 43 at Hastings College 35. Demonte Simpson, he's leading the way so far for St. Thomas. He's knocked down 3 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So the big guy at 6'10", he's got 12 points in the first half against the Hastings College defense. Kevin Hincapie, he has got 8 points. Floyd Battle has got 8 for St. Thomas. Morel Beckford, he's got 5 points. Roberto Guanipa, he has got 5 points. Chuck Benton has got 4. And Demetrius Allen, he has got 2 points. St. Thomas, 7 out of 9 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Hastings College, they've gotten 7 points in the first half from Abu Fall and also Zach Lina. Abu, he's got 3 field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Zach Lina, he's got a couple of field goals, and he's 3 out of 3 from the line for 7. Reddy Lohman, he's got 6 points here in the first half on 3 field goals. The other scorers, we see Jake Hamburger's knocked down a couple of trays. He's got 6 points. Tobin Reinwald, he has got a couple of field goals, and he's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. He's got 4. Brent Wells, he's got a field goal, and he's 1 for 1 from the free throw line for 3. John DeWard, he's got a field goal and 2 points here for Hastings College. Here the Broncos are trailing St. Thomas University. The score is 43-35 here at halftime tonight. And our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Other basketball action. It was Nebraska today losing to Cincinnati by a score of 74-59. The Huskers are now 8-4 in the season. Teron Pettaway, 22 points, 5 rebounds for Nebraska. Ray Gallegos had 18 points. Nebraska will play at Iowa on Tuesday. Women's college basketball will be tomorrow in Lincoln. Oral Roberts will take on Nebraska. The Huskers sitting at 9-2, 2 o'clock tip-off time at Pinnacle Bank Arena. In college football action today, the Pinstripe Bowl was won by Notre Dame as they beat Rutgers by a score of 29-16. The Belk Bowl was won by North Carolina 39-17 over Cincinnati. The Russell Athletic Bowl is just underway. Miami taking on Louisville. And then the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl later on tonight as Michigan will play Kansas State. Got the shooting numbers in the ball game here in the first half. Hastings hitting 48% of their field goals. They're 14 out of 29 for 48.3%. St. Thomas hitting 17 out of 35 for 48.6%. Hastings on 3-pointers, 2 out of 8 for 25%. St. Thomas is hitting 2 out of 6 for 33%. Hastings 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. St. Thomas 7 out of 9 for 77%. The big story is on the rebounding side of things. St. Thomas out rebounding Hastings 28-11. Both losses that Hastings suffered this year to Dort College and to Benedictine, they were out-rebounded, and Hastings got a lot of ground to make up here in the second half. It's St. Thomas with 21 rebounds compared to only 11 for Hastings. St. Thomas with 10 offensive rebounds. Hastings with 3. St. Thomas has 11 rebounds on defense. Hastings with 8. So 21-11, a big margin for St. Thomas. They lead on the glass here tonight. Turnovers, they've got Hastings with 8 so far in this ball game. St. Thomas has turned the ball over 7 times. Hastings with 1 block shot and 2 steals. St. Thomas with no block shots and 5 steals. Leading rebounder so far for St. Thomas has been Laurel Beckford. He has got 7. And the leading rebounder for Hastings in the first half was Brent Wells. He's got 3. So St. Thomas has got the lead over Hastings College in men's college basketball here in Miami. The score is St. Thomas 43, Hastings 35. Stay tuned. Tyson Abronik will join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight, and we'll have the second half. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, three things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off with their man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers out of the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAI, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. And welcome back to our KHS Radio Sports Studios as we are at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. It is time for another edition of the Road to Rivalry Hastings College Spotlight Special as we take a look back at years past in Hastings College basketball and look ahead at what is coming up in terms of the future with Hastings College basketball under the new direction of Coach Bill Gavers. It's the Hastings College Spotlight as we get set to highlight the 63-64 team. It is the anniversary of that team to head to the national tournament, and they're going to be spotlighting that game in specifics, honoring that team and Coach Doc Farrell at a game coming up in January against the University of Nebraska Kearney that has started this Hastings College series special, the Spotlight Series on the Road to Rivalry. Joining us this evening is going to be a player on that 64 team, Bob Fish, joining us on the program. Mr. Fish, we appreciate the time.
Sure, you bet.
Well, Bob, let's first of all just start off by talking a little bit about that 63-64 team. As we were talking about this with Coach Doc Farrell on last week's show, he had mentioned that really that was kind of the changing of the guard, so to speak, over at Hastings College, maybe the changing of the tide in terms of the atmosphere surrounding basketball at Hastings College. Talk maybe a little bit about what made that team so special.
Well, as I recall, we had struggled a little bit in the previous years, and Coach Farrell came onto the scene a year earlier, and by the end of that particular season, we had become a pretty good basketball team. And then Doc went out and recruited a couple real players. One was Eddie Lorenzen, and the other was Benny Crawford, and they brought them in, and with what was coming back, it made a really, really good basketball team.
Talking a little bit about Eddie Lorenzen, I believe he was a transfer to Hastings College and was averaging about 39 points a game. So he was a very prolific scorer in that offense. Talking about just the overall feel of that basketball team, what was it like being on the court on that team?
It was a lot of fun. It was a very, very close-knit team, and the Benny Crawford was the acknowledged leader of the team, and he was about a 6'5", 6'6" corner, played in the corner, and really, really good scorer. And then Eddie played in the middle, in the post, and between those two guys, they were really an offensive threat.
And Bob, what was kind of your role? As we know that with basketball, every kind of player that's on the court has a particular role with that team. What kind of player were you?
I was I played the wing, and I would characterize myself. I was a starter the year before, and Benny was a little better player than I was, and so I would characterize myself as a sixth man on that ball club and played on the wing.
So from taking that team to some of the years prior over at Hastings College where they hadn't been as successful in basketball, and then 63-64, they turn kind of the atmosphere around, a couple of recruits come in, and all of a sudden we've got a pretty different basketball team. To take that next step and head to the national tournament, what were your experiences at the national tournament?
I think the thing, just being there was one of the highlights of the whole year, of course, and as I recall, in the Muehlbach Hotel, the night before the tournament began, they had all 32 teams at a banquet, and Richard Nixon was the featured speaker. He was getting ready to power up again for a run at the presidency. He had been defeated, and he talked about he was a loser amongst winners. The night of the tournament, they had the so-called Parade of Champions, in which all 32 teams were paraded around, out onto the floor, and that was special. And the thing I remember was that probably not too many people around anymore remember a couple pros at that time played in the tournament. One was a guy that played for the New York Knicks by the name of Willis Reed. Had we won our first game that year, we would have taken his team on. Grambling. He was playing for Grambling. And then another guy that played for the Philadelphia 76ers at that time was Luke Jackson. Mm-hmm. And he was a teammate of Wilt Chamberlain when they were winning their championships in Philadelphia. At that time, a lot of the NAIA schools really had some really, really fine athletes playing. But those are the things I remember. And then I remember trying to catch up with the team we played from Huntsville, Alabama. We weren't quite as quick as they were, and that was memorable as well.
So talking a little bit about some of the athletes that were in the NAI, why was such a talented pool coming from the NAI at that time?
I don't think that I think it was more of a regional thing at that time, and the recruiting wasn't on a coast-to-coast nationwide basis from many of the of the larger schools in the larger conferences at that time. But the NAIA in Kansas City at that time, they took the 32 best or 32 teams qualified for the tournament. And I think probably the recruiting was more on a regional basis, and there were a lot of really good players around on those NAIA teams.
Once again, that's Bob Fish joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight as we recognize the 63-64 National Tournament team going to be honored in a game against UNK on January 12th. We'll be rejoined by Bob Fish on the next edition of the Hastings College Spotlight Road to Rivalry series here on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Fernandez Family Center in Miami, Florida, just underway. And just like that, Hastings 8 seconds into the second half, they get their first team foul as Akeem Morrison picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be his third. So we're 8 seconds into the second half. Hastings already with a team foul here. Hastings trailing 43-35 in men's college basketball tonight. The Bobcats of St. Thomas University. St. Thomas with the possession here, the opening possession in the second half, driving on the right side of the lane. That's Allen with the ball. He goes up for the shot again, draws the personal foul on the Broncos. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half. This will be a shooting foul. Floyd Battle will go to the free throw line. Battle has got 8 points here in the ball game so far. He's knocked down a couple of trays. He's got a 2-point field goal. This will be his first free throw of the night as he throws it up there. The shot is good. In the first half for St. Thomas, they were 7 out of 9 from the free throw line as they knock one down here in the first minute of the second half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. He nails a couple of free throws. And it's now a 45-35 ball game. Earlier in the second half here, Hastings College comes back for the first time here. Since halftime, here's a Buffall going inside. Kicks it back out here to Hamburger. Throws up a three. Misses the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Thomas as they run her back the other way down the near sideline. Becton has got it in the lane. The shot is up there. No good. Contact made. Foul called. Abu Fall hit the deck there. I think Abu is going to be the guilty party. That's the case. Abu picks up his second personal foul. They're going to the free throw line for St. Thomas. It's going to be Chuck Becton. He's got 4 points in the ball game. He is 0 for 1 from the free throw line here. He'll have a couple of shots as he was fouled in the active shooting. Bronco basketball for you tonight from Miami. We've got 19 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first half or second half. Hastings College now trailing by 10, 45-35. As Chuck Becton goes to the line, his shot is up there. It's no good. He'll get one more. Becton, a 56% foul shooter on the season. St. Thomas had a 12-point lead on a couple of occasions in the first half of play. Leading down by 10, 45-35. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Brett Wells. He gets it away. Now to Lohman, who trots her back the other way. Hastings shooting our basket to our right here tonight. Bill Gabers, the head coach for Hastings, just to our right, standing in front of the Bronco bench. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here comes St. Thomas back the other way, driving, shooting, and scoring is Allen. Hastings now with 9 turnovers in the ball game. Allen has got 4 points. That's a 12-point ball game. Matches the biggest lead now for St. Thomas at 47-35 with 18:50 to play in the ball game. Here's Akeem Morrison. St. Thomas doing a very good job defensively tonight on the Hastings College and their offensive attack. Here's a Buffall right at the top of the three-point arc. Bounce pass goes to Wells on the low block right side. Puts it up there and hits it. Brent Wells nails a little five-footer off of the right baseline. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. 47-37. Again, the Broncos trail by 10 points. Hincapie has got the ball. Kevin Hincapie moves it down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down low to Beckler, who throws it to the right sideline, and it's going to be out of bounds. Allen thought maybe it was tipped out. That was not the case. So turnover number eight now on St. Thomas. So it's a 10-point lead for the Bobcats. Hastings College has got the ball. Here's a Morrison. He'll bring things up. Left-handed dribble as he brings it across the 10-second line. A Buffall trying to set a screen out here at the 25-foot mark out here in three-point territory. Off to Hamburger. Fires up a shot from three. It's going to be no good. Bonipa grabs the rebound here for St. Thomas down the near sideline to Hincapie. Hincapie around the screen from Guanipa as he moves it down the right side. Stops from 15 and shots an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. The Woman, long pass down to four. They get it to Morrison. He drives, dishes off to Abu. It's tipped away, picked up by Morrison. His shot in the lane is deflected out of his hands, out of bounds, and a foul called. A foul here is going to go on St. Thomas. It's going to go on Becton. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Bobcats here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings College is going to be Akeem Morissant. His hometown is just down the road here from Miami. Delray Beach is his hometown. They say about an hour or so from Miami. So maybe some of his old high school classmates in the crowd here tonight is Morissant. Playing here in the state of Florida. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off. No good. Morrison was a 90% foul shooter coming in here. That's only his second miss of the season. He's now 10 out of 12 from the free throw line this year. Floyd Battle comes in. Guanipa checks out now. The Venezuelan from St. Thomas. Morrison will go to the free throw line here at the 17-43 mark. 47-37. St. Thomas with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Morrison. So he converts on one of two. The Broncos back within 9 points. Here comes St. Thomas back with the ball. Floyd Battle has got it. Battle around the screen, loose it to the right side, all the way to the sideline. Back to the top of the key to Allen. He drives at the elbow, goes up for a shot against Hamburger. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Lohman. Brady Lohman has got it for Hastings as he runs back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Brings it across the 10-second line. Being pressured out there by Allen of St. Thomas. Gets into the hands to Akeem Morrison. Off to Brady Lohman on the far side. Backdoor play. Abu Fall grabs it and shots up and in. Executed to perfection. Abu Fall gets the field goal for Hastings. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings now trailing 47-40 here in the contest. Here's Floyd Battle with the ball. Floyd Battle drives it against Lohman. Now stops, dumps it off inside to Simpson. Double team. The ball tipped away. Rolls out to the corner. Picked up there by Allen. Back out to Floyd Battle out here in 3 point territory. Floyd Battle holding on to the ball again. He lobs it inside. Simpson grabs it, shoots, and misses. No good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots, and scores. Demonte Simpson missed his first one. He got it back. Rebounding has been a problem tonight for Hastings against this team from St. Thomas. They were outboarded by double digits in the first half. It's now a 49-40 ball game. St. Thomas has got the lead. Here's Brady Lohman with it. He comes to Hamburger. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. Abu falls, spins one way, then the other. Goes up with the shots. Knocked loose. Picked up by Wells. Wells now to Lohman. Brings it back to Abu. Abu stops and throws up a shot. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Simpson. 49-40 is the score. Hastings down by 9. Down the near sideline comes Floyd Battle. Battle pulls up out here. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass. Left side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings. Brent Wells got the interception. Turnover number 9 on St. Thomas. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Lohman. Comes across to Wells from the elbow. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to St. Thomas. Floyd Battle with a rebound for the Bobcats as he runs it down the near sideline. Thomas lobs it down to Allen, drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Demetrius Allen scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's 51-40. Here's Wells. He drives at the other end and shots up and in. Brett Wells getting to the hole and scores. He got 7 points. 51-42. Hastings down by 9 points here with 15 and a half minutes to play in the ball game. From Miami, Florida tonight, Kevin Hincapie has got the ball. Hincapie moves it in front of the Bobcat bench around the screen. Simpson set the screen. Hastings commits the personal foul. That's the key Morissant running into that screen from the big guy, Demonte Simpson. Here comes Hamburger out. Here comes Wells back out. Ryan Wells going to check in. Also coming in will be Zach Lena. Carson Bloom is also checking in there for the Broncos at the 15-18 mark. Simpson will play things in into the backcourt as Hincapie will pick things up. St. Thomas trying to break a two-game losing streak the last 2 games a minute against GPAC teams. Morningside and Midland, they both came down here before Christmas and beat this team. Hastings having a tougher time here tonight. Now we got St. Thomas with the ball. Battle has got it on the far sideline. Works against Tobin. Throws up a three-pointer. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Simpson. He's on the baseline. Goes back up. Shoots and misses. Rebound on Abu Fall. So Simpson misses from point-blank range, and Abu Fall has got the ball as he out-battles. He's 6'10", 275-pounder. Running back the other way is Lohman. His shot no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Thomas. Long pass down to four. Simpson grabs it on the baseline. Simpson spins, puts it up there left-handed. He's fouled into play. So Simpson will go to the free-throw line here for St. Thomas. He is fouled into play by Ryan Wald of Hastings. Tobin picks up his second personal foul. And now we've got a media timeout. A media timeout here with 14 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with St. Thomas out on top. It's the Bobcats 51 and the Broncos 42.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 43-35 in favor of St. Thomas at halftime. St. Thomas stretched the lead to 12 points at 47-35. Hastings now trailing by 9. It is 51-42. Second game of this little Florida road swing is going to be tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock local time. 12:45 pregame show. You're on 12:30 KHS. Hastings will play just down the road at Florida Memorial. So Bronco basketball for you again tomorrow afternoon. And we'll fly home on Monday. And Hastings again will play back in the conference a week from today. Damonte Simpson goes to the free throw line here for St. Thomas. He's got 14 points in the ball game as he puts up the free throws off the mark. No good. He's down 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings trailing here by 9 points, unable to get a run on St. Thomas. Bobcats on an 11-0 run in the first half. Next shot is up there. He misses them both. And a rebound comes down to Tobin. Reinwald has got it for Hastings. Runs her back the other way. Reinwald gets in the paint. Contact made. Foul called. Reinwald taking the ball into the hole there. And a personal foul is going to be called on St. Thomas. Lorenzo Wilkins, who just checked in there. I think it's the personal foul. It's going to be his first. Hastings will play things in, and the pass goes right through Reinwald's hands. A turnover on the Broncos. Here comes St. Thomas back the other way. Bobcats down the right sideline. Hincapie has got it, gets away, puts the lead in the air, can't go for the shot. Hincapie throws it back out here near the 10-second line, and St. Thomas will reset the offense. Battle drives behind his screen from Simpson, throws up a shot, good. Off balance, beautiful shot there by Floyd Battle. He has now got 12 points in the ball game, and St. Thomas goes back out on top by 11. 53-42, 14 minutes to play. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball on the wing on the right side to Tobin Reinwald. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Zach Lena. Not a woman. Bounce pass inside to DeWard. His left-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound, Lena. Following shot, no good. He's fouling the play. So Zach Lena goes to the free throw line now. He is fouling the play. A foul here is going to go on Beckford. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 on St. Thomas here in the second half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Lena's got 7 points in the ball game today. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. Lena looks up there. Lena's shot is going to be no good. Lena will have 1 more into the ball game. Chuck Becton going out will be Lorenzo Wilkins. So Zach Lena will have 1 more. 53-42, St. Thomas with a lead here over Hastings. Next shot by Lena is up there and through the hole. It goes. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 53-43. The Broncos down by 10 points again. Here's Floyd Battle now. Left-handed dribble. He'll run into the defense here from Brady Woolman as he brings it across into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, Beckton has got a cross-court pass. Comes over here to Hincapie on the wing. Hincapie behind the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Reverses the ball and gets it over there on the right wing to Beckford. Cross-court pass down in the left corner. Here's Floyd Battle. Throws up a three-pointer and straight through the hole. Floyd Battle nails a deep three-pointer from the left corner. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame, 56-43. The biggest lead of the ballgame now for St. Thomas at 13 points. Hastings the ball. Lena spins toward the baseline. Can't put up a shot down in the right corner. Lohman fires one up and hits it. A three-pointer. Brady Lohman from the right corner. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame, 56-46. Hastings again down by 10 points as the two teams trade three-pointers here tonight. There's a Floyd Battle with the ball. He moves it to the right side of the floor. Battle works against Lohman. Comes out to Hincapie, top of the key. Over here now to Becton, left side of the lane. Inside to Simpson. Double team. Simpson throws up a shot and hits it again. We have no answer for Damonte Simpson. He has now got to 15 points in the ball game, 58-46. Here's Woolman at the other end. His three-pointer is no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. That's going to be St. Thomas' ball. We told you in the pregame show, St. Thomas, they're hitting only 28% of their three-pointers on the season. Against Midland and Morningside, they were 1 out of 12 from three-point range against Midland. They were 1 out of 11 against Morningside. So far tonight, they're knocking down the tray. They hit a couple of three-pointers in the first half, and they've hit a couple here in the second half. And they've maintained the lead. They've got a 12-point advantage now over Hastings, and it's 58-46. As St. Thomas will come back with the ball, and Kevin Hincapi has got it. Right-handed dribble as he comes down the near sideline as he works here against Carson Bloom, who stays in there for Hastings, playing on a bad wheel here tonight, a stress fracture in his foot. There's a Hincapi with the ball at the top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, still can't put up a shot. Hincapi comes out here on the wing on the left side. That's Beckford. He throws up a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Carson comes back the other way. His pass to the far sideline is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Woolman. Hastings turns them all over for the 11th time here tonight. Hastings averages 14 turnovers per ballgame. They got 11 already. We got 12-11 to play in the contest. Broncos are trailing 58-46. Here's Kevin Hincapi with the ball now for St. Thomas. He comes to the near sideline. Carson Bloom will be right on his face defensively. Hincapi with the ball around the screen. Hincapi at the top of the key gives it away now to Battle, left side of the lane. Picked up there by Lohman. Battle around the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Kicks it back out. Hincapi for three. Fires it up there. No good. Rebound. It's going to be brought down by St. Thomas back outside to a Battle. Lanipa grabs the rebound there. He's back into the ballgame for St. Thomas. They get it back into the hands of Battle, and they'll reset the offense now with plenty of time on the shot clock. When Nipal has got it, right side of the lane. Back out to the between the rings, the Floyd Battle. Down low, here's a shot that's going to be knocked out of the hands of Beckford, and the ball is brought down by Hastings. Picked up there by Bloom as he throws it down the floor, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of Wells out of bounds. Hastings trying on the break there, and they threw it a little bit too far. Wells couldn't come down with it. Turnover number 12 on Hastings College. So St. Thomas comes back 58-46 is the score now. Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game for Hastings as Carson Bloom is going to come out. Down the near sideline is going to be Hincapi again. Picked up there by Hamburger around the screen. And now we got a foul call. It's going to go on Hamburger. Hamburger picks up the foul. It's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on Hastings here in the second half. And going to the free throw line. Nope, it's going to be a non-shooting situation. It's going to be St. Thomas playing things in here on the near sideline. Not yet into the bonus situation. So Beckford will get things in to Hincapi. Kevin Hincapi here on the near sideline, working around another screen. Drives it to the top of the key. Throws it out here in three-point territory to Battle. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound is loose. It's brought down on the baseline. Hastings saves it. Hamburger in the seat of his pants. He gets it in the hands now of Woolman, who drives it back the other way. The ball is poked away. Woolman picks it back up, comes over here to Wells. He drives the baseline, puts it up there. A shot around the hole and down. Brent Wells now at 9 points in the ball game. Hastings again trailing by 10. 58-48. St. Thomas has got the ball. We're down to 10 and a half minutes to play here in the contest for Miami tonight. Hincapi gets it away. Here's a shot up and in. Hincapi right side of the lane. He hits one. A fall-away jumper about 10 feet away as he drives it and then puts on the brakes. And a nice shot. Hincapi's now got 10. And now we got a timeout from St. Thomas. Kevin Hincapi with 10 points in the ball game. Timeout from St. Thomas. Bombcats have the lead. We'll take a break. The score is St. Thomas 60, Hastings 48.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball. Nebraska loses to Cincinnati 74-59. The Huskers are now 8-4 on the season. Teron Petaway, 22 points, 5 rebounds for Nebraska. Ray Gallegos at 18 points. Nebraska will play at Iowa on Tuesday, 6 o'clock starting time at Iowa City. Women's college basketball. The Huskers will play host to Oral Roberts tomorrow at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Nebraska currently sitting at 9-2. They'll play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll have Hastings College basketball tomorrow, the second game of our two-game road trip. We'll play at Florida Memorial tomorrow here in Miami. 1 o'clock starting time locally. 12:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. So 10 and a half minutes to play. Hastings trailing 60-48. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Jake Hamburger down to the left wing. Brady Woolman has got it. He has the ball swatted out of his hands. It's going to be Hastings' ball. The officials kind of look to each other, but they give the ball to the Broncos. Here comes Fall back into the ball game. Checking out will be Wells. Hastings will play things in underneath their own hole. It's going to be Brady Woolman, the trigger man here for Hastings. Woolman waiting for the ball. He's got it now as he looks to get things in. He does to Abu down here in the corner. Tobin Reinwald up high across court. Comes over here to Hamburger. Looks to penetrate. Takes the ball to the hole. Hamburger, an off-balance shot. Throws it up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Abu has got it. Has it swatted out of his hands. And is picked up by St. Thomas. Running back the other way. And Cappy has got it down the near sideline. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Now to Floyd Battle. Picked up there by Hamburger. Battle backs it back out. Comes around a screen from Simpson. Moves it to the top of the key. Floyd Battle comes back the other way to the left wing. Moves it down in the corner to Hincappy as he holds the ball there against Reinwald. Comes out down to Quanipa. Dumps it down low to Simpson. His shot is up and in. Demonte Simpson scoring there on the assist from Quanipa. That's a 62-48 ball game. This is the biggest lead of the contest now for the Bobcats of St. Thomas at 14 points. A shot from the right baseline. That shot won't go from Woolman, and rebound comes down to Quanipa. Quanipa gets it down in the hands of Hincapi as he gets it back into the offensive zone. Hastings trailing 62-48 with 9 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in this one. Kevin Hincapi slowing things down, brings it to the left side, and now hands it away out here to Floyd Battle. Battle picked up by Reinwald, drives it, kicks it out right side, now to Becton. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, comes to the near sideline, now to Hincapi. He tries to drive it, now dumps it out and down on the baseline to Guanipa, and his shot is up there. There's no good, but he's hacked in the arm. So Guanipa goes to the free throw line. Brady Woolman picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Roberto Guanipa goes to the stripe here for St. Thomas. He is 2 out of 2 on free throws so far this season. He is 1 for 1 so far tonight. Now Coach Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. 8 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ball game tonight from Miami. The score at St. Thomas 62, Hastings 48.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 62-48 is the score. St. Thomas University, the 19th ranked team in the country, out on top of Hastings, ranked number 6. Broncos trail at halftime 43-35. Last time this game was tied was at 13-13. With over 13 minutes to play in the first half, that's when St. Thomas went on the 11-0 run, and Hastings has not been able to get back that back. And now St. Thomas has got their biggest lead of the ball game at 14 points here at 62-48. As Guanipa goes to the free throw line for St. Thomas, Roberto Guanipa from Venezuela, as he puts it up there, and his shot is going to be good. He's now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have one more. And the lead is now 15 points at 63-48. Hastings College has only lost 2 games so far this season. In danger here tonight of dropping one. Next shot is up there by Guanipa. That's going to be no good. So Hastings trailing by 15 points now, 63-48. Coming back the other way. Under 9 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Abu Fall out to Zach Lee at top of the key. He drives it. Now dishes off to Abu down here on the baseline. Abu handles the ball, but picks her back up, comes across the lane now to Zach Lena. Going to be hit with an offensive foul. Zach Lena trying to drive the ball there against Guanipa. put his shoulder into him and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. The ball was kind of knocked loose there, but Zach picks her back up. And put his shoulder into Juanipa and draws the personal foul. That's going to be the second foul on Zach Lina. Turnover number 12 on Hastings. 63-48. Hastings College down by 15 here in the ball game. Kevin and Cappy comes back the other way now for the Bobcats. He works against Akeem Morrison, who's back in the ball game. And Cappy drives it around the screen all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound picked up on the bounce here by Zach Lina. Gets it to the near sideline to Woolman. Woolman now to DeWard. His shot is up there. Misses it. Rebound DeWard. Follow shot is up there and in. John DeWard gets it. Hastings now trailing by 13 at 63-50. Here's Floyd Battle with the ball. Brings it across the 10-second line. Dribbles to the top of the key. Floyd Battle again around the screen from Guanipa. Battle driving inside. Now dishes out here to Guanipa, who jumps it down low on the right side. Now we got a jump ball called. They got it down to Simpson down there, the big guy, and he was tied up by a woman of Hastings. So on the alternating jump, it's going to be Hastings' ball, a turnover in St. Thomas, their 11th of the ball game. It's going to be Hastings coming back with the ball now at the 7:48 mark. Here's Akeem Morissant. Right-handed dribble, moves it down in the corner. For the ball down there is going to be Woolman. His shot for three is going to be no good, but he is hacked on the arm. That's going to be Simpson. So DeMonte Simpson, he picks up his fourth personal foul. He's their big guy, 6'10", 275 pounds plus, who came out and was guarding Woolman down in the corner on a three-pointer. So Loman goes to the charity stripe for the first time tonight. Brady's got only 9 points in the ballgame this evening. St. Thomas has pretty well kept him in check. He's averaging 19.6 on the season. So it's going to be Loman going to the free throw line. Brady, an 83% foul shooter in the season. He's 41 out of 49 from the free throw line this year. And he'll have some shots here. He's fouled in the active shooting out here in three-point territory. His first one is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. We got a host of substitutes wanting to check in. He was fouled out in three-point territory, so Loman will have three shots here. Hastings trailing in the ball game at 63-50. As Loman puts up his next one, it's going to be good, so he's hit one out of two. Now we'll have another shot here. Here comes Becton back in. Here comes Beckford back in. Coming out is going to be Allen. Also coming out there, Juanipa for St. Thomas. Down on the scorer's table, checking in for Hastings is going to be Tobin Reinwald. Woolman's next free throw is up there and in, so he gets two out of three from the free throw line. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 63-52. Hastings trailing by 11 points. Here comes St. Thomas back with the ball. Battle has got it. Right-handed dribble. He works out there against Hamburger. Floyd Battle brings it into the offensive zone, drives it, kicks it out now to Becton. Back out to Battle. Here at the top of the key, drives it against Hamburger. Again, kicks it back out here to Hincappy. He's picked up out there one-on-one by Akeem Morissant. There's Hincappy with the ball. Hincappy, high right side, around the screen, moves it to the top of the key. Hincappy against Lena, throws up a long-range jumper. It's up and in. A three-pointer. That's just going to be a two-pointer, I think. Kevin Hincappy hits the off-balance two. He's got 12 points in the ball game. It's going to be a two-pointer now. 65-52 is the score. And now, so we got to do some mop-up duty down here on the St. Thomas end. So they make sure they got the right score up there. 65-52 is the score. Hastings down by 13 points. That was just a two-pointer put up there on the other end. Kevin Hincappy, he's now got 12 in the contest. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Reinwald gets it into Morissant. Races back the other way. The Broncos come into the forecourt now. Down in the corner, that's Woolman. Open for three. Takes a shot and buries it. Brady Woolman nails a three-pointer from the deep right corner. We've got a timeout now from Hastings. Timeout Broncos with 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Thomas 65, Hastings 55.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Fernandez Family Center in Miami, Florida tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. We'll hang around one more day, and we've got Hastings and Florida Memorial coming up tomorrow. It'll be a 1 o'clock tip-off locally, 1245 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. We'll fly home on Monday. And then we've got Bronco basketball again for you next Saturday. Hastings back to the conference season, back to reality. As we spent a couple of days down here in 70-degree temps, 70 degrees plus. Right now it's St. Thomas University trying to pull the upset here in the sixth-ranked team of the nation, Hastings College. 65-55 is the score. As the St. Thomas will play things in, Larell Beckford. Hastings College now attacking all over the place. St. Thomas breaks it easily as they take it down the right sideline. Hincappy drives it all the way to the bucket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Zach Linger's got the ball. Out with pass comes to the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald to Akeem Morissot down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper from Lolman. His shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out, picked up by Simpson. Simpson to the near sideline, intercepted. Intercepted here by Morissot. Morissot drives it down to the baseline for Hastings. The Broncos on the turnover. Out to Tobin for three. His shot's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach drives the baseline, dishes off underneath the hole, tipped away from Lohman. Battle here. We've got, let's see, down to the bottom of the stack. We've got a foul called here. What do we have? We got a timeout called. St. Thomas got possession of the ball down here and calls a timeout. So Hastings on the attack, couldn't get a three-pointer to fall. St. Thomas got possession of the ball right in front of the Bronco bench. And they call the TO to save the possession. So we've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. St. Thomas 65, Hastings 55.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing St. Thomas University by 10, 65-55. Still plenty of time left here. Hastings trailed by 8 at halftime, 43-35. Broncos having a tough time nailing the threes here tonight. They have been shooting 35% from three-point territory on the season. We're going to be nowhere close to that here tonight as they continue to mop up down here right in front of the Bronco bench. So Hastings down by 10. St. Thomas looking to break a two-game losing streak against teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Losing just before Christmas to Morningside, 86-78. And losing to Midland 60-48. Right now they've got the advantage over Hastings. It is 65-55. Beckford will play things in. Hastings again attacking here in backcourt. And Cappy will bring things up against Akeem Morissot. Contact made in backcourt. A foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Akeem. That's going to be, let's see, that might be five fouls on Akeem. That's going to be the case. Akeem Morissot has just fouled out of the game at the 6:17 mark. Of this ball game, Akeem Morissot has just fouled out. He leaves with 1 point. He was one out of two from the free throw line, and going to the charity stripe now for St. Thomas is going to be Kevin Hincappy. We've got the quick break here. Bill Gavers calls in the rest of the troops here. Hamburger is going to check in for Morissot. He's got an allotment of time, and by the time was expiring, he brought the guys over for a quick little chat as Hincappy goes to the free throw line. He's got 12 points in the ball game. He fires up his free throws up there and in. He's now got 13. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season, and the lead is now 11 points again. For St. Thomas, it's 66-55, as Kevin Hincappy will have one more. Dips the knees and throws it up there. That shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. So Zach Lena has got it now for Hastings. The Broncos are trailing by 11, still plenty of time. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the ball game for Miami tonight. Here's a Tobin Reinwald, throws it out here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger to Lena, high right side, dumps it down in the corner. That's Lohman, he drives the baseline, puts it up off the glass and scores it. Brady Lohman now has 16 points in the ball game, 66-57. Hastings College now trailing by 9 here in the ball game. Here comes Floyd Battle back with the ball. Battle is going to drive it to the elbow, right side, dumps it down low, underneath the hole, a shot is up there, it's going to be no good by Beckford, the ball tipped out of bounds, it's going to be Hastings ball. Beckford on the reverse layup down here on the baseline, couldn't get it to go, ball tipped out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in with a chance to cut into the lead. It's 66-57 with 5:39 to go. Ball gets away here, Hamburger will chase it down, he'll play things in. Kevin Hincapie will attack here in backcourt. Woolman has got the ball now for the Broncos. As Hamburger plays it in, Woolman down the near sideline. Brady Woolman takes it down in the corner, now drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap time by Wells, no good. The ball is still loose and is picked up here. Beckford has got it. Beckford runs her back the other way. Gets it ahead now to Floyd Battle, and he'll hold things up. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. Now up high, drives the ball against Tobin. His off-balance shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Zach Lena with the ball. Zach comes to the near sideline. That's Hamburger. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Stops out here as he crosses the 10-second line. Woolman, high left side. Gets it down to a Tobin Reinwald. Jump pass down in the right corner. Hamburger for three. His shot no good. Tobin grabs the rebound. Out of Woolman. Free throw line jumper up there. That one is around the rim and down. Woolman gets one to go down, and Hastings is back within seven. 66-59. Hastings trailing now with under 5 minutes to play. Here's Hincapie with the ball. Hincapie here on the near sideline, double team. The ball poked loose. It's picked up here by Juanipa. Gets it back into the hands of Hincapie out here in 3 points territory. 15 on the shot clock. Hincapie around the screen from Juanipa. Throws it to the high right side. Battle has got it. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Battle lobs it over here to Beckford. Down to Hincapie. Throws up a 3-pointer. His shot is up there and in. Falling down. Hincapie nails a 3-pointer there for St. Thomas, and he may have injured himself. He's got a cramp in his leg now. As Kevin Hincapie hits a 3-pointer, he's got 16 points in the ball game. Now it's back to a 10-point lead at 69-59. As they tend to Kevin Hincapie out there, a cramp out here, as Hincapie is going to see some medical attention out there for St. Thomas University. So Hastings had a chance there at 66-59. But a big 3-pointer by Kevin Hincapie has put the Bobcats back out on top by 10 points here in this one. And Kevin's going to have a hard time getting up here. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Florida Memorial tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock local time, 1245 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Again, Bill Gavers will call the troops over here while they tend to Hincapie, and he's going to have to need some assistance getting out of here. Getting off of the floor after hitting a big three-pointer there for St. Thomas University. They're going to bump up down there where Hincapie went down out here in three-point territory, and Hastings will have the basketball back. 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Hastings now down 69-59. They've got things mopped up down here, and Hamburger will get to play things in for the Broncos here in backcourt. St. Thomas will put some pressure on here. Hastings will inbound. Hamburger gets it into Loman, and Loman will bring things up on the trot here as he battles with Floyd Battle as he brings it into the offensive zone now, down the left sideline. Loman, bounce pass over there to Hamburger, high left side. Hamburger looking, 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 finally sends it inside and falling down over there. It's going to be Zach Lena, and he was pushed from behind, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Laurel Beckford. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 5 on St. Thomas, and no free throws here. Hastings has got 9 fouls in the second half. They lob it in the lane. Tobin grabs the ball, goes up there. It's not going to be no good. Ball is going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Wells. So Reinwald misses a shot right in front of the hole. Wells then had it right underneath the hole, and he lost it out of bounds. So it's going to be St. Thomas playing things in with 3:57 to play. 69-59. St. Thomas with a 10-point lead. Here's a pass to the near sideline. Allen has got it. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives into the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Allen in the lane. Goes back up. His shot is up there and in. Another offensive rebound for St. Thomas University. Allen gets the field goal, 71-59. Here's Lena. His shot is going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Allen. Demetrius Allen brings it down the right sideline. A 12-point advantage. For the Bobcats, two-handed pass comes out on top now to Beckford. Beckford hands it away to Floyd Battle, picked up there defensively by Hastings. That's Brady Woolman right in his face, driving into the lane. A shot is up there, rims off, no good by Battle. Rebound is loose, it's picked up by Lena. Lena gets it to Hamburger in backcourt. Down the left sideline, Woolman down here to Wells. He drives the baseline, a shot is up there, that one won't go. Ball is out of bounds, and it was last touched by St. Thomas. Hastings having a tough time finding the range here in this basketball game here tonight. They hit 48% of their shots in the first half. Not so since halftime. 71-59. Hastings down by a dozen. Broncos will play things in. Lohman deep in the corner on the right side. Lohman spins right side of the lane. His fallaway jumper off of the baseline. An air ball. No good. Rebound, Lena. Two-handed pass back on top to Hamburger. Fakes the three. Sends it down in the corner. That's Tobin with the ball for three. His shot good. Tobin nails a three-pointer from the deep left corner. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back within nine. 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play. We've got a timeout, Hastings. 2:57 to play in regulation. We'll take a break here with a score, St. Thomas 71, Hastings 62.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents. And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, let's see if the Broncos have anything left in their tanks here. 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the second half. St. Thomas has got the lead, 71-62. Bobcats will play things in here in backcourt. This is Allen with the ball, racing up to the near sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, loses control of it. It goes down toward the baseline. Hastings is going to be hit with a personal foul here. Ball was jarred loose, and a foul is going to be called on Lohman. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 10 on Hastings, so this will be a double bonus situation now for Allen. His first free throw is the night. He's hit 4 2-point field goals. He's got 8 points here in the contest. Allen is 64% foul shooter. Goes to the free throw line here for St. Thomas. His shot is up there and in. St. Thomas doing a good job hitting free throws tonight. They were just 57% on the season. They're well over that here tonight. In fact, in the first half, St. Thomas hit 77% of the free throws. They were 7 out of 9. So Allen will go to the free throw line again. 2:52 left in the ball game. Next shot is up there is good. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings down by 11, 73-62. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Brady Lohman on the near sideline. Brady stops right here at the top of the three-point circle. Now sent to the Wells, top of the key, dribbles it into the paint, kicks it out here to Reinwald. Reinwald jump pass, comes over here to Hamburger, fakes the three, drives it all the way to the bucket. His shot is up there at the end. He fakes the three. Got the Bobcats to leave their feet there and then drove it right to the hole. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 73-64. Broncos are down by 9 points here. Just a three-possession ball game. Here's Beckford with the ball. Beckford to Floyd Allen. Rather, Floyd Battle. Floyd Battle dribbling with the ball against Wells. A nice pass underneath the hole, and his shot is up and in. Beckford gets the field goal. Allen, in a nice pass, gets the assist. Beckford now has 7 points in the ball game. 75-64. Hastings still trailing by 11. From the deep left corner, a shot by Hamburger. No good. Rebound, Hamburger again. He throws up a 15-footer. It's good. Jake Hamburger throws up a 15-footer from the left baseline after he misses the three-point field goal attempt. And now Bill Gabers calls another timeout. A timeout here. The Broncos are trailing by 9. We'll take a break. The score is St. Thomas 75, Hastings 66.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight from the Fernandez Family Center in Miami, Florida. Hastings trailing St. Thomas University by a score of 75-66. Broncos trailed at halftime 43-35. It's going to be the Bobcats inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Hastings naturally attacking all over the place now. They need the basketball. They're trailing by 9 points. Battle has got the ball, brings it across the 10-second line, drives it all the way to the basket. Shot no good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up by Hastings. Reinwald has got the ball for the Broncos. Tobin brings it back to the offensive zone. Cross-court pass. Deep in the left corner. A three-pointer. Lohman good. Lohman nails a three-pointer. It's 75-69 now. A minute 34 to play. Down the near sideline. Allen's got Hastings commissioned. Another turnover. Broncos have the ball. Lohman from the deep right corner. Reinwald for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball goes up over the basket out of bounds. So Hastings forces the turnover they needed. Hastings is down by 6 points. Now it's 75-69. This is as close as they have been for a while. Hastings had the ball trailing by six, and they could not hit on a three-pointer from Reinwald from the deep right corner. It hit the rim and straight in the air and then over the backboard. Now we've got some house clipping chores to do again. Hastings down by six. 1 minute, 24 seconds to play. Now the Bronco defense has got to force some turnovers down the stretch here. They need the basketball back. And the ball game for Hastings is going to be Brandon Krause now. Brandon Krause might be a foul artist here. The Bobcats will inbound the ball. They have got it down the right sideline. Hincapie has got it. Breaks loose. Dumps the ball away. A shot is up and in. Becton got loose. He gets the field goal. He's got 6 points. 77-69. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball for Hastings. Goes down to Zach Lena. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Hastings attacking the basket. Lena goes back to the free throw line here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Larell Beckford. That's going to be his fourth. So Hastings to the free throw line now. This is ideal for the Broncos, scoring without the clock running. We're down to 67 seconds to play in the game. St. Thomas 77, Hastings 69. To the free throw line will be Lena. He's got 8 points tonight, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Shot is up there, good. They'll have one more. Zach Lena has pulled the Broncos within 7 points here. Hastings trying to avoid their third loss of the season here tonight on the road. Zach Lena's next free throw is up there. That's going to be short, no good. Down for the loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Hincapie. Down the right sideline, he streaks her back the other way against Woolman. Drives right around Brady to the basket. A shot good, and he's fouling the play. Drove right around Woolman. Zach Lena tried to come back and help out, and he is called for the personal foul. Hincapie gets the field goal here for the St. Thomas Bobcats, and he'll go to the free throw line for one. Woolman picks up the foul. It's going to be his fourth. Now the score is 79-70 in favor of St. Thomas. As Kevin Hincapie back to the free throw line, he's 3 for 4 so far tonight, trying to make this a three-point play. He looks up there. Hincapie fires it up, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. So Zach's got the ball for Hastings. Down the left sideline. Woolman has got it. Woolman splits a couple of defenders. Nice pass down low. Wells grabs it, shoots his shot. Going to be no good. Misses from point-blank range, and the rebound comes down to St. Thomas. Hincapie has got it. We're down to 45 seconds to go. Hastings down by 9, 79-70. Kevin Hincapie with the ball. He drives it. Contact made. Foul called as he runs into Reinwald, driving it from the right wing toward the goal. Reinwald picks up his third personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Kevin Hincapie. He's got 18 points in the ball game so far for St. Thomas. 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. The team fouled 10 plus on Hastings here in the second half. So two shots here. The first one is up there and in for Kevin Hincapie. So St. Thomas appears to be breaking a two-game losing streak against teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in Nebraska. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, and Cappy hits a couple. So they come back from their Christmas break, and they're going to knock off Hastings here tonight. 81-70 is the score right now. There's a long-range jumper from Lohman. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Wells, and Wells is in on the play. Wells got the offensive board, and he is fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Hincapie. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Well, so far tonight, 9 points in the ball game. Reinwald's going to check out. Hamburger's going to check out. Here comes Bloom back into the ball game for Hastings. And also Brandon Krause going to check in there. Wells to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 9 points in the contest. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. He'll get one more. That's the 17th foul finally against the St. Thomas. So Hastings in the bonus situation. We're down to 29.1 seconds to play. 81-71. Broncos are trailing by 10 as Brent Wells, the Elba native, goes to the free throw line for his second one. It's up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Bound for the rebound. And now we're going to have a jump ball called here. And a couple of St. Thomas players battling for the ball between themselves. And a little push in the back there from a Bronco defender. Now what do we have? We're going to have a personal foul called on Krause for Hastings. That's going to be his first. So Brandon Krause came in there. A little shove between a couple of players that are battling for the ball. And Krause is going to be hit with a personal foul. We're going to have some free throws coming up here at the opposite end for St. Thomas University. 26.6 seconds to play in this ball game, 81-71. Hastings trailing by 10 points. Floyd battled to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Battle now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Bill Gaber saying that's the wrong guy. They had actually. And now the official going to give a bench warning on Hastings College. Coach Gaber's a tick away from getting his technical foul here in this one. Floyd Battle will have one more shot here for St. Thomas as he puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. He's now got 17 in the ball game. That's his average, 83-71. St. Thomas has got the lead. Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Down to Woolman, top of the key, spins it down the lane, takes it all over to the basket. His shot's good, and he's fouled. Brady Woolman gets the field goal, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Loman now with 23 in the ball game. The bucket counts, and Loman will try to tack on one more. It's now 83-73. Hastings is down by 10 points. As Loman will try to add one point right here, as Brady will toe the mark. His shot is up there, and it's going to be good. 83-74. So a three-possession ball game again as St. Thomas throws the ball into the backcourt. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Nobody back there for St. Thomas, so that's going to be a turnover on St. Thomas. And now Reinwald and Hamburger wanted to check in. And now Hastings will call a timeout to get those guys in the ballgame, I think. 18 seconds to play. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket, trailing by 9 points. We'll take a break with a score of St. Thomas 83, Hastings 74.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is the destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
So we've got 18 seconds to play. Hastings College is down by 9 points here to St. Thomas University. The score is 83-74. Coming up, we'll name our player of the game and our coach's post-game show before we get out of here for the evening. Tomorrow, Hastings will play Florida Memorial at 1 o'clock here in Miami. It'll be a 12:45 pregame show locally on 1230 KHIS. So Hamburger back into the ball game. He will inbound. Hastings will stack the right side of the lane with three players. They get things into Tobin out here in three-point territory. And now the horn sounds. And we don't know what happened there. Hastings will play things in again. We're down to 16.6 seconds to play. It was sitting at 18 seconds when we called the timeout. So Hastings will play things in, I think, again underneath their own basket. An inadvertent horn. So it's 83-74. Hastings is down by 9. The Broncos, again, will have to play things in underneath their own basket. So it's going to be Hamburger playing things in. Looking. Finally gets it out here to Tobin at the top of the key. The ball knocked loose by Hincappy. Hincappy picks it up on the right sideline. Gets it up to Florida Battle, and the ball is knocked out of his hands out of bounds there by a woman of Hastings. So now a turnover on the Broncos. It's going to be St. Thomas inbounding the ball here with 12.1 seconds to play. They'll be in their offensive zone over there on the far sideline. Allen will get things in down in the corner to Floyd Battle. He is a double team down there. And finally, we've got a timeout called here by St. Thomas. Beckford signaled for the timeout out near the 10-second line. So we got a timeout, just a couple of seconds left here in this one. Take a quick break with the score, St. Thomas 83, Hastings 74.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. An 11-0 run in the first half for St. Thomas. Got the Bobcats out to an 11-point lead at 24-13. They have never trailed since then. Got onto a 43-35 halftime lead. Hastings cut it down to 6 at 75-69 with just under 90 seconds to go. But we have been able to do nothing since then. It's 83-74. St. Thomas has got the lead as they just throw the ball on the backcourt here all the way to the end line as Allen goes down and chase it down the near sideline. Now to Becton, cross-court pass, goes to the far side, and that's the ball game. St. Thomas going to knock off Hastings College here tonight in men's college basketball. So the Broncos make the run to Miami, Florida, and they'll lose their first ball game of two here this weekend. Hastings losing to St. Thomas by a score of 83-74. The Broncos are now 11-3 on the season. St. Thomas improves to 8 wins and 3 losses. Again, St. Thomas with a win over Hastings tonight, 83-74. Back with the final numbers after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Thomas University knocks off Hastings tonight in men's college basketball in Miami. The final score is St. Thomas 83, Hastings 74. Tied several times in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Tied up at 7, tied up at 9, tied up at 11. We are tied up at 13. St. Thomas goes on an 11-0 run to go out on top 24-13 with 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play. In the first half, St. Thomas had an 8-point lead at halftime, 43-35. Built that lead in the second half. They led at 1 point by 15 at 63-48 with 8:50 remaining. Hastings cut the lead down to 6 points at 75-69, but did not do anything further with the Bobcats as St. Thomas wins it tonight, 83-74 over the Broncos. So Hastings drops to 11-3 in the season. They'll get ready for Florida Memorial tomorrow. 1 o'clock starting time, 12:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. St. Thomas, they improved 8 wins and 3 losses on the season. Brady Woolman, he comes through with 18 points in the second half, finishes with 24 for the ball game. He leads the Broncos in scoring tonight. Jake Hamburger had 10. Brent Wells had 10 points. Zach Lina had 9. Tolman Ryanwald had 7 points. 9 also for Abu Fall. 4 for John DeWard. St. Thomas, they got 20 points tonight from Kevin Hitkappi. He scored 12 in the second half, 20 for the ball game. Demonte Simpson, he had 17. Floyd Battle also was 17. Other scores for the Bobcats, we had Laurel Beckford score 7. Roberto Guanipa, he scored 6 points. Chuck Becton, he also scored 6. Demetrius Allen, he had 8 points. And that is it for St. Thomas scoring-wise as they put a total of 83 on the board tonight. Final shooting numbers, Hastings ended up shooting 42% for the ball game, just 37% in the second half. Hastings 14 out of 37 after halftime. Ended up shooting 28 out of 66 for 42.4%. St. Thomas, they were 31 out of 63 for 49%. The Broncos were 6 out of 22 on three-pointers for just 27% tonight. St. Thomas was 4 out of 11 for 36%. Free throws, Hastings 12 out of 18 for 66%. St. Thomas was 17 out of 26 for 65%. St. Thomas ended up out-rebounding Hastings 39 to 33. St. Thomas had 14 offensive rebounds, 10 for Hastings. St. Thomas with 25 defensive rebounds, 23 for Hastings. Broncos turned the ball over 15 times in the ball game tonight. The Bobcats had 14. Hastings with one block shot and six steals. St. Thomas had two block shots and seven steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings tonight was Zach Lena. Did a great job on the boards. He had 9 points and 11 rebounds. Leading rebounder for St. Thomas was Laurel Beckford, as he grabs 10 rebounds in the ball game here tonight. Again, St. Thomas knocks off Hastings College in men's college basketball by a score of 83-74. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
And St. Thomas knocks off Hastings tonight, 83-74 here in Miami. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Brady Lohman leads the way for the Broncos tonight. He scores 24 points. 10 points for Brent Wells. He had 10 points and 5 rebounds. 10 points, 3 rebounds for Jake Hamburger here tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Brady Lohman. He comes through with 18 points in the second half, ends up with a pretty good ball game, 24 points here tonight, but took a ton of shots, 9 out of 20 from the field, 3 out of 10 from three-point territory, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, pulls down 5 rebounds tonight, 24 points, dished out 6 assists and had 2 steals as he plays 37 out of the 40 minutes tonight for Hastings. The Broncos dropping this one to St. Thomas University by a score of 83-74. It'll be Brady Lohman, our player of the game tonight for the Broncos. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now, it's back to the court.
with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And St. Thomas knocks off Hastings here tonight in men's college basketball. Final score of 83-74 is Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. So join us in the post game and coach everything advertised. They did exactly what we thought tonight. It was a tough outing for us.
Yeah, you know, real athletic team, very good on the glass. Their big man, Simpson, really had a good night. Pretty physical, good hands, soft hands, got to the glass, boarded well. Their point guard, Hincapie, really had a great game. Made some big, big shots, some tough shots, some contested shots down the stretch when we were making a run. You know, first half we gave up 10 offensive rebounds. Second half we gave up 4. So we just have to be better for 40 minutes in those areas, because in our 3 losses, ultimately, we've gotten beat on the boards in those games, and we've gotten beat at the free throw line in those 3 games. And we just got to keep staying the course of getting better. You know, second half we didn't give up as many second shots, and we're able to make a run at them.
Yeah, St. Thomas 14 offensive rebounds. They score 17 from the free throw line. Hastings had 10 offensive rebounds and scores 12 from the free throw line. It's just too many points to give away when you're facing a good team like this.
Yeah, I mean, you give second chances to a good athletic basketball team, and it's difficult. You know, Simpson had a bunch early. He ends up with 6 offensive rebounds, and then, of course, they were point blank because, you know, he can carve out space and finish inside. And you just cannot allow that to happen, because if it does happen, you're putting a lot of stress on your defense, you're getting in foul trouble, and you're just creating problems for yourself.
Talk about us offensively. Did we do the things that we wanted to do in this ball game tonight?
You know, we did some things well. You know, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. We didn't get enough drives at the basket. When we did get drives at the basket, we got some good things. We did not finish well around the rim when we got the ball inside. We missed some point-blank shots that you just can't miss, again, against good teams. And we have to finish those types of plays in order to be a championship-caliber team.
Yeah, 42% for Hastings from the field tonight, only 27% from three-point territory. When you go back a couple of ball games, I think 27%, that's extremely low for us. Just the three-point shot did not go down tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, when that's happening, you've got to understand that you need to get post touches, and you need to get drives at the basket, and you need to get stuff going at the rim. So we got to continue to work on getting some great shot opportunities and understanding, you know, when the ball, when you're not shooting it well, you got to drive it and attack it. And I thought we did that better in the second half when we made our run than we did in the first half. I think we settled a little bit, and we can't do that against good teams, particularly when runs are happening.
You guys fell behind by 15 in the second half. Eventually got to, down to 6 points at 75-69. A buck 24 left on the clock. That's when Tobin missed the three-pointer down here that balanced off of the rim and up over the glass. Could have got that one to go down. It could have been a different story down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, Tobin got a good look. It was, I think, a steal Akeem had, and then Akeem drove it, and they helped, and it was a pitch out. It was an inside-out opportunity. He got in the lane, and we just didn't knock it down. So, and that's where we were fighting, and they were reeling a little bit, just could not get that shot to go. You know, and then they made some free throws down the stretch. They shot free throws well down the stretch. We did not shoot free throws particularly well, missed some one-on-ones, some opportunities in the first half, and we just have to be better in all of those areas.
Now a short turnaround as we play again tomorrow. It'll be 1 o'clock Hastings time, so we go to bed, I guess, tonight, put this one under the carpet, and shoe around tomorrow and get ready for Florida Memorial. You saw them earlier tonight.
Well, you know, we talked about the most important game of the season is our next game. It's tomorrow, and the reason is it's the next game on the schedule, and we've got to bounce back. We've got to be resilient. We've got to be tough. We can't worry about what happened here tonight. We got to come back with a resolve, a resiliency on the road in a short turnaround game. Florida Memorial is a very athletic team and can rebound, can get to the glass, can drive it. So we've got to do a good job against them because they're going to be ready for us. And again, to be championship caliber team, you have to be resilient. You got to bounce back, and you got to be tough on the road in tough places.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Bill Gavers, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, St. Thomas tonight knocks off Hastings in men's college basketball by a score of 83-74. Got our final word right after this.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
So back here in Miami, it was St. Thomas knocking off Hastings tonight, 83-74. The Broncos getting 24 points from Brady Lohman. 10 from Brent Wells and 10 from Jake Hamburger, but it wasn't enough as they give up, 20 points to Kevin Hincapie as St. Thomas knocks off Hastings tonight by 83-74 after leading 43-35 at halftime tonight. Hastings will take on Florida Memorial tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. It'll be the starting time here, 1 o'clock back in Hastings. It'll be a 12:45 pregame show. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings losing tonight, dropping to 11 wins and 3 losses on the season. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Miami, Florida.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.